Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Lil Mama, and I'm rocking with you on Hollywood and Friends, and you are listening to Hampton Blue Radio.
Everybody, it's Vinod, a.k.a. Mr. R&B.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, what's good? It's your boy Hollywood.
And what's going on? It's your girl MJ.
Judah! What's good? How y'all feeling?
What's up? What's up?
Good.
Finally back.
Finally back. Was off last week. How was y'all weekend? Let's kick it off with Vinod.
My weekend was good, man. It was very relaxing. A lot of relaxing activity.
Nice.
How was your weekend, MJ?
My weekend was cool. It was interesting. I didn't have to work.
Right? That's like a first for like forever, it seems.
They tried to get me to go, but I didn't go. I have to work for like 3 days, so I did science projects and Halloween and chilling and, you know, regular things I don't get to do all the time.
Nice. So my weekend actually would kick off what one of our first hot topics is, which is Halloween of 2014. Me and MJ actually went out somewhere, but before that, but no, what you do for Halloween?
I was recording. I don't celebrate Halloween.
Halloween is one of my favorite non-holiday holidays ever. Like,
yes.
I really like love Halloween for some reason. But nonetheless, me and MJ, we went out to this girl Danae. I think you know Danae, but no.
Yeah.
She's one of Beyonce's right hand dancers. She had a birthday party at this spot called the Attic in the city. So we went, and my costume was from The Nightmare Before Christmas. So the dude Jack, the main character from that movie, it was kind of like a twist on that, but it was like I didn't buy it from like Party City. It was like everything was like put together. But MJ was Minnie Mouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we went to this, club, The Attic, and I don't know if I've just never been to a party where there was a dancer and, like, nothing but dancers in there, but, like, the only thing you heard the entire night was 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'm not even used to going to a party or a club or a lounge where I can... Oh, I got to hear your voice over the music. Like, what kind of shit is that?
Niggas,
like, that's
was
the reason
really...
why I'm going to the party, because I want to hear, like, extremely loud music. I don't want to hear 5, 6, 7, 8. Like, I don't
want to
hear that.
Niggas was doing routines, 8 counts and shit throughout the whole night. I mean, I can't for some. At some points, it was entertaining, but then it was just kind of like.
It was entertaining. I'm not gonna prep, but
like,
that was just a little too much.
They was going in though, but fat shouts to Danae and her crew.
Yeah, it was funny.
They went in. And we were supposed to go to the parade, but the way traffic was set up, it just did not happen. We was in the car driving around for, like, what felt like almost 2 hours, right, leaving Brooklyn?
2 hours? Are you nuts?
Was it nuts?
It was longer than that.
It was more than 2 hours.
It was, like, 3 hours.
Damn.
It was, like, 3 hours. Because we left about, 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
And by the time we got to where we was going, it was time to go to the lounge. So it was just like forever.
And we got in the lounge like, 12 something, if, I think. So,
yeah,
it was a good night, though. Fast shouts to the homie Danielle. She came through and endured the craziness with us. That was her first time meeting MJ and just going out with us in general. So hopefully she had a good time. But, oh, man, it was a crazy night. Craziness in the streets.
A lot of
costumes,
hot costumes.
Out of this world. Like, it was funny to see people's reactions to my joint. Like, just sitting in the car alone, like, people walking by, like, pointing in to the car. And this one guy, he walked past the car and came all the way back just to take a picture inside the car. Just like, a lot.
What about
happening.
The elevator at the end of the night when we were in the elevator and the Chinese guy was like, oh, this guy's freaky as fuck.
It was crazy. It was fun.
Sorry, that was funny.
All right, so look, the celebrity costumes were kind of crazy too. I don't know if you guys seen them, but who would you say was your best and worst pick for celebrity costume for Halloween? Vanilla, did you see any?
I've seen a couple of them. Was one of them? I don't even know what that family was, but it looked like two ladies and two boys. Was that the cast from what's that show? American Horror Story.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it was Kim Kardashian, her daughter, and I don't know who the other person was. Probably one of her sisters. Who knows? I don't know.
One of them other ones. That was your best, you said.
I don't know. Maybe I think that might have been one of the worst. Cause if I couldn't, figure it out, that might have been one of the worst. I think Rihanna.
Yeah, I'm not sure
one.
I've seen that one.
Rihanna had one of the more entertaining ones for me, personally.
Yeah, definitely. She
I like
those. Top of my list. Teen, Nigga
Turtles. All out.
What
I
they
like...
quoted it as.
Right.
Nigga Turtles.
Yeah, that was cute.
MJ, who was your best, you would say?
I liked that.
Oh, yeah, the Addams Family.
I liked the Addams Family. I liked that. That was really cute.
I don't know if I just didn't see the Addams Family in forever, but I couldn't figure out who the hairy dude was. But then I looked
it up. Me neither.
And his cousin
Oh, no, you didn't know who the character... Oh, you didn't know that? I thought you were saying, like, when you asked me who that was, I thought you were saying, like, who's under there?
Oh. But yeah, no, I was like, I didn't remember the hairy character for some reason, but maybe it's just been that long since I've seen that show. But yeah, they did a good job. Other family costumes was Beyonce and Blue Ivy. It was Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson. Jay-Z as Basquiat.
They had another costume too, but I couldn't figure out who they were.
I know. The baby was like a little mini Basquiat, I think, at one point.
Well, I don't know, but Blue Ivy had that makeup on.
Yeah.
Looking cute, yes.
I ain't even.
She was looking beautiful.
That's hilarious. One of the best though that I've seen was Keri Hilson and her her boyfriend. Some African dude, I don't know his name. They were like royalty, you would say. Like, she was like queen something, and he was like king some shit. But it was cool though. It was probably
how about Magic Johnson's son was Beyonce?
Man. I didn't even see that, but yikes.
I'm going to show you the On the Run tour.
Oh, man. Yo, there's a lot of people that did that on the run.
The net on her face.
Yeah. Niggas looking like they needed to be running. Not
he lost a lot of weight. He's losing weight. He just had a surgery. But he didn't have no business doing that, though. But, hey, to each his own. Look, I was mini. She ain't nowhere near black as me, but... Right?
Halloween is that one time of the year where niggas could just do whatever they want, be whoever you want to be. Be a slutty whatever, a sexy whatever, and get away with it.
Yep.
A sexy everything. But
and
some people
just to come out.
Be going too far. But, all right,
remember
moving
I was
on.
A boy? Remember?
Yeah, when you was a oh, that was crazy. And what's funny is Vanor and Stacey didn't even realize that was you.
I damn sure didn't.
In the picture. She did a good ass job.
Oh, God.
Crazy. So,
great job. You did a great job with that one.
Moving on, though. Somebody's back on Instagram, and that is Rihanna, at Bad Gal Riri. What's funny is I thought they canceled her account, but it turns out it may have just been suspended, because now that she's back on, she still has all of the followers that she had before, and all of the pictures that she posted before is still there. So was she just like in Instagram jail or some shit and they just let her out? Like,
right,
I guess they figured she's bullying too many people on there.
But you want to hear something that's crazy? Today she posted a picture. But somebody told, well, not somebody told me. I was reading in the comments under somebody's picture that Rihanna was back on Instagram, but that was a few days ago. But she just posted her first picture today.
Yeah.
I don't understand. How did they know? Oh, they were they lurking like that? Damn.
You would
they
be
had the inside scoop. Speaking of Rihanna, there's rumors that her new album or song from the album, one of the two, is going to be hitting our airways this month, actually. There was a picture that was posted of an alleged track listing. It's supposed to be like an official press release, and it had the date of November 26th on it. November 25th, I'm sorry. And a lot of people are saying that that is the official track listing, and it's featuring Nicki Minaj, Drake, and a few other people on it, but I don't know. But I'm definitely looking forward to what she bring in this year, and it's definitely going to be something. I don't know if it's a single or if it's the whole entire album on some Beyonce shit, but something is happening in the next few weeks. Also, what's happening in the next few weeks is Beyonce is supposed to be re-releasing her album that she surprised everybody with last year. It's supposed to be a 4-disc new release, including a bunch of new songs. That also is rumored to have the track listing leaked in the same form as the Rihanna thing. A picture of the track listing as a press release was released, and it's supposed to have a song on there called Donk featuring Nicki Minaj, which would be super interesting to hear if that was true. It also supposed to feature Rihanna, which would be quite interesting, seeing as people think they have beef with one another. So we shall see how that's gonna play out. So
can't
Love
wait
and Hip
for
Hop.
That.
Yeah, it's gonna be dope. Love and Hip Hop.
Which one? Which one?
Atlanta. They shaking it up. This bitch is shaking the table. They shaking up the whole cast, and they have fired Benzino and Althea.
Praise Lord.
Praise the Lord.
They was corny. They was corny. Like, what? They was there for nothing. Like, if you had to choose, who would you choose? Stevie and Jocelyn or Benzino and Althea? Like, what the hell?
I mean, if I had to choose, then I guess I would go with Stevie and...
Was it between the two of them?
No, it wasn't between the two of them. I don't know what happened, but if you remember when that whole big fight happened at the reunion, Benzino and Althea like left, and they didn't want to do the sit down interview. Then they finally agreed to do it.
They got Hollywood.
Benzino almost got into it with the producer, and whatever happened from there, who knows? But they seem to have worked it out. But then I guess not, because now they got the axe. And what's crazy is Benzino says he learned about it through TMZ. How you watching
got,
TMZ and you see
he got
you got
Hollywood and look, it came back and bit him right in his ass.
Crazy. And Benzino
That's
took
crazy.
Twitter slamming Mona Scott Young, who is the producer of the show, on her decision to
Don't
give him the axe.
Don't you hate when people who get rejected do dumb shit like that? Like, damn. Just take the L. That's it. Like, oh, now you want to bash me? Why? Because you mad because I don't want you on my show? Like, get out of here.
Crazy.
Don't lay down and rest your neck. Like, calm down.
In other crazy news, did you guys hear about Tiny permanently changing her eye color?
Whoa. Yeah.
Permanently.
They was going in on Instagram.
She went to Africa to have this procedure done, where they make a small incision in your eyeball and they place some shit in there, and like it's folded when they place it in, and then they open it up over it. And at first, when this story first came out, I was thinking it was some cosmetic procedure to better her eyesight, because I heard something where she was saying that she can see better now, some shit. But it turns out she just did it for the fuck of it.
Wow.
Just because it's her body and she can do what she want to do with it, which is
what
she
does. Well, it does look nice.
And it is
but
her body.
But does it really, though? She
the
went
color.
From brown to ice gray.
The color's nice.
What happened to contacts, though? So you condone
it. She wanted a more permanent thing. She's like a more permanent type of girl.
Clearly.
You know? She does her thing. Like, she likes the surgery. She likes that type of stuff. That's her heart. So, let her do it. She got the money. Let her do it.
What's funny is this procedure...
Now,
say that again?
Now, so I think that's going to be the thing now, because I've seen a couple... I've seen somebody else with that same ice gray eye color, too.
What's funny is the procedure was just... for one, it's illegal in the United States. That's why she went to Africa to get it done. But
right.
It was just patented and like maybe what 3 years ago, or 4 years ago.
So who thinks of that? Like, oh girl, I'm gonna go bleach my eyes. I'm tired of this color.
But,
you say that about hair. You don't do that about with your eyes. Like, what you think? A green?
Right. You in there
like,
picking
that's
out colors
crazy.
And shit.
Your eyes though. Really?
Right, that's the eyes is one thing that you wouldn't want to mess with, regardless. And
right,
even,
exactly.
Even LASIK surgery, if I was the type that couldn't really see, I would be scared to get LASIK surgery.
Right.
Which is kinda normal, kinda. But you're going to a third world country to get a procedure done that was just patented 4 years ago, you wouldn't want to wait till it got a little more testimonials or something, like till it got...
Right.
It was a few years more advanced. Yeah, a little
bit more advanced.
Like, you basically a test dummy in a sense, because...
What's crazy is I think it's actually more advanced than it was 4 years ago, because I think if it's the same thing I heard about, I believe what they used to do was, like, put the color in people's eye, but it was, like, a lens that they'd put instead of their original, I guess, lens, right? But the difference is it would keep the your pupil open. So a lot of people were, like, having eye problems because they couldn't... Your eye is supposed to adjust to, like, light. And whatever they put in there wasn't allowing for the people's eyes to close up. So it was messing
people... Let me tell you something.
Like,
I go crazy when I get a hair in my eye. You think I'm going to
be
right, a lash?
Right, a lash. A eyelash. And you're going to stick a needle in there. And what's funny is a woman actually... went blind after getting a similar surgery done to change her eye colors from brown to green. She went blind 3 years after the procedure.
That's crazy.
Tiny is defending her choice, saying that the procedure is different from what this girl got done.
Listen, hold on. I got to go back to that needle because that's how you get a hair out your eye with a needle?
No. I'm saying about, I said, we're saying we go crazy when something as small as a lash get in our eye. And I said, but you're going to go and get a needle put in there to, like, change your eye.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So back to the lady.
But, yeah, 3 years after she got this surgery done, she lost her eyesight. She's, like, legally blind, more than legally blind. She just sees shapes and colors, et cetera. So,
that's bad.
Legally blind. What you talking about, that girl that was, like, how she was driving the car, she was legally blind?
P.O.P.
B.O.B.
Oh, is that P.O.P.?
Mama, I love you. Oh, man. Yo. All right. So we're going to get into some more hot topics a little bit later. But we got actually a special guest that we're going to be chopping it up with, getting to know them a little bit better. And it's a hip-hop group. You can say they go by Apamina. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. But before we bring them on the line, we're going to get into one of their joints that they sent us to play. And what's the name of this first song? What You Expect. So we're going to get into What You Expect. When we come back, we're going to have T-Smooth and Apamina on the line. Get acquainted with them. Hollywood and Friends, y'all. Hampton Blue Radio will be right back.
Tell us what our hands like. The whole industry fucked up, so what? Fuck them all. I just wanna fuck their plans up. I'm tired of the motherfucking brainwash. Excuse me if I ain't something that you used to. God of the new school, little nigga, shoot. Thinking about it, you don't find a way to use your mind. They gon' find a way to use you. Hell no, not me, no way.
No.
You gon' have to take my life, nigga.
No.
Real nigga shit, it ain't a whole lot left. It's cool, always knew I was the right nigga.
Right,
and we ready for the takeover right now.
Right now.
T-Smooth,
right,
E-Wise,
now.
With that open mina. And y'all just a load of crock. See you later, alligator. Wouldn't want to
meet. Man, what you expect?
I was gonna lie down, let him at a game. I was plotting on the tape.
Man, what you expect?
Gotta make him think that you ain't doing things when you're plotting on the tape.
Man, what you expect?
Gotta keep your mind right, strategies change when you're plotting on the tape.
Man, what you expect?
They don't know what to expect.
No.
Guess nothing left but to take.
Man, what you expect?
I was gonna lie down, let him at a game. I was plotting on the tape.
Man, what you expect?
Gotta make him think that you ain't doing things when you're plotting on the tape.
Man, what you expect?
Gotta keep your mind right, strategies change when you're plotting on the tape.
Man, what you expect?
They don't know what to expect.
Welcome to my ballpark. What you expect? You in debt, I'm a loan shark. I tried to warn you from the start.
Yeah.
Open meaning in the building,
yeah.
Please play your part. All about the cash here,
yeah.
Let it register.
Yeah.
You know how it go. Cause we all been broke and I ain't trying to change back like a motherfucking cashier. That pimp in my lungs. Sisters, I twist and I'm gone. Hit from the night to the moon. Catch you with sisters and all they say is Roger, go home. This a takeover, get used to me. Fuck duck hunting, boy, I got the goose with me. Y'all want respect,
but
keep the jewelry. How many out here really trying to keep the peace? But you still win the streets, so you still keep a peace for all your enemies for whenever you meet. Cause you slipping with your head in the streets. That's just how it go in the NYC.
Word.
You know how it go when I know how to be. We want the pot of gold, came from the poverty.
Real.
Open meaning monopoly.
Real.
On a property. Just a takeover and a motherfucker.
Man, what me?
I was gonna lie down, let him at a game. I'm
shit,
plotting
shit.
On the tape.
Man, what you expect?
Gotta make him think that you ain't doing things
shit,
when you plotting
shit.
On the tape.
Man, what you expect?
Gotta keep your mind right, strategies change
shit,
when you're plotting
shit.
On the tape.
Man, what you expect?
They don't know what to expect.
Nah.
Guess nothing left but to take over.
Man, what you expect?
I was gonna lie down, let him at a game.
Shit,
I was plotting
shit.
On the tape.
Man, what you expect?
Gotta make him think that you ain't doing things
shit,
when you're plotting
shit.
On the tape.
Man, what you expect?
Gotta keep your mind right, strategies change when you're plotting on the tape.
Man, what you expect?
They don't know what to expect.
Nah. And we're back.
And we're back.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hollywood and Fringe on Hampton Blue Radio. That right there was What You Expect. T Smooth, Ease Wise from the group. I want to say Opamina, Opamina. I'm not sure, but let's bring them on. We can find that out. What's good, Jai? How y'all feeling?
Yo, yo, yo. What's the deal, man?
What's good? Who this right here?
Ease Wise.
Ease Wise. What's goody, man? How you feeling?
Maintaining, brother. And
dope,
yourself?
Dope. So wait, first things first, let me get this name correct. How do you officially say this group name?
It's Opamina.
Opamina. Now,
yeah.
You know my next
Opamina.
Question is going to be, what does Opamina mean, and what made you guys use that name?
It means open mind.
Yeah. Nice, nice. All right, Opamina. So, is it just you that we have on the line? Who else is there?
Nah, T Smooth in here. What's up, y'all? How you doing?
T Smooth, what's goody, man?
What up?
Maintain, how you doing?
We good. It's just easy, Ease Wise, and T Smooth. Who else we got?
Well, you already know it's Blanco. So, another part of the group, PPM. It's like a little subpart group.
How many of you guys are there in the group officially?
Only
I need to know. How many?
The whole army of us is coming in my nation.
And you never count it. You never count it.
No,
you never say, oh, we got 35 on the roster. You never.
Multiplying by the day. Yeah, I was multiplying by the day.
Was dope,
but
I'm looking at this
right now,
the picture of you guys, and I'm counting six people here. And you guys actually recently performed for one of the shows that Hampton Blue threw at Santos Party House, and it was a bunch of y'all on stage. I can't even front, but always a good time to watch y'all perform, and the music is always dope and different, not like the regular like rap shit.
Thank you, I appreciate it, man.
Yes, so. What you expect? What do we expect from Opamina? First off, is it like T Smooth? Are you like the Kanye of the good music group type situation? How does this work?
Nah, we all a family, man.
Okay.
Definitely. What you could expect? I mean, pretty much what you said. You hit it right on the nail. I mean, it's not anything really what you're used to. I mean, it's something you got to grow with us and build with us, you know, open your mind, expand your horizons to what's going
right.
on.
That's dope. I mean, I always appreciate that. So, is it like a group project that we're going to be getting from you guys, or is it like individual artists coming together? What is this?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's you can expect both. I mean, really. Like we do a joint, like it's more like a Wu-Tang thing, you know.
I feel you.
Yeah,
nice.
And you can't expect an individual project from any artist, for me. But at the same time, we all working, we constantly working. Like right now, T Smooth, I'm working on a mixtape called King Leo, subtitled "Welcome to My World." And at the same time,
yeah, Ease Wise, I'm working on the Wise tape that's coming soon. So look out for that.
Then right after that. Right after that, we're just going to come back with that Opamina mixtape right there, like that.
Nice.
So what's funny is I was going to compare you guys to Wu-Tang because of the amount of people in the group. So it's funny you mentioned that. Where you guys from?
We still never answered the question. So.
Which one?
Not even official. Like, I don't understand how you on my show and you don't answer my question.
What question?
In the building right now.
building right now is seven. It's seven counted for right now. But
I'm talking about officially in the group.
Officially, it's over ten. We never did a head count, to be keep it real with you.
Well, y'all niggas need to start counting.
You know what I mean? Like you said, it's expanding every day.
They
so.
Don't know what to expect.
Man, what
that's what's up.
Exactly. So look, where are you guys from?
Bronx, Brooklyn, New York.
I forgot it's like 10 niggas. He said Bronx, Brooklyn, like.
Like I say, unity.
Word, basically New York, like all around, all over.
So look, answer. Go ahead, Vino. You got some?
I'm gonna say I have a question for you guys. How did the group open meaning get started? Like, are y'all a bunch of friends that, you know, got together and decided to do music, or are you guys a bunch of music heads that, you know, became friends over time?
A little bit of both. That's crazy. Like, originally, a few of the members, like, we came up, grew up from young, you know, like, together from the womb. But, like, then after a while, like, it expanded, and we met people and clicked up with them and PTM, and you see how that's how that comes about, you know, and it's like a little bit of both. We're both trying in it right now, and it's a work in progress, but, you know, this is what we do. It's love. All love.
Dope. So, look, there's a lot of, like, groups and, like, cliques out right now. Like, what separates you guys from them guys?
Well, I mean, the music speaks for itself. I mean, really, I myself, I don't like to brag and boast too much about shit like that, but, like, the music really speaks for itself. It takes your mind to that place, you know? Like,
yeah, like, right. Everyday situations, current events, anything that could happen, anything you could see that you could relate to it and while staying, like,
for sure, it's like, definitely throwing the perspective at you, or just hoping that it helps you get through your day, you know what I mean, and helps you progress on your journey, whether it be spiritual or real life shit, like, just whatever, yo.
Something you can feel, party song, you feel good to, party, all of that.
Dope. So, answer me this question right here, because PETM, we have this song called What's in Your Stereo. First off, who is PETM in this group?
Okay, come on. Well, PETM starts off with, like, Blanco Soul. We got Gangi. We got your boy Lit. We got Bandana Star. And most importantly, Apollo Quest. We even got Mike Zilla. We got a bunch of heads. Like, we're all over the place.
So it's like a group in the group?
Yeah, sort of like. Yeah, like the Killer Bees or the Wu-Tang.
I feel you. So, look, I want to hear this joint. So, let's get into it. When we come back, we're going to chop it up with y'all just a little bit more. This is PETM, What's in Your Stereo, right here on Hollywood and Friends, Hampton Blue Radio.
Yeah. Perfecting excellence. What's in your stereo, nigga? What's in your stereo, nigga? What's in your stereo? What's in your stereo, nigga? P-E-T-M. P-E-T-M. It's Apollo Quest and strategist. Lyrical activist. Activate the waves to create wave oceans on the page. My flow got its own ocean. Atlantic, Pacific. To be a little bit more specific, you ain't gotta tell my niggas that we different. What's in your stereo? Causing mass hysteria. We the Ebola virus. I'm sick of hepatitis. When I write, my vocals is gold. Call me King Midas. Super thought, give you itis. Got a gym like the three wise men. All my niggas champions without the Heisman. What's up with rap? Everybody all hype men. You niggas all Flavor Flav, all hype. Man, we coming in the game with perfect timing, perfect rhyming, perfecting excellence, perfectly aligning this hip hop shit. You thought that I would quit? That's like the dog eating chocolate and not taking the shit. Flow hard, my dick is made of bricks, body made of steel. Fake niggas roots, they all peel. My mama raised me right, so I never had to steal. Said my mama raised me right, so I never had to steal, nigga.
I'm in your stereo. What's up, ho? I'm in your stereo.
Stereo.
You know I got you, right? I'm in your stereo.
Stereo.
Hey, yo, it's like that. I'm spitting like a god, so it's not odd that you know I smite rap. Don't fight back, cause facts will touch the mat. Or matter of fact, have you in memory on the plaque? I kill shit, fuck is the griever at? I leave you grim, let the lights of my eyes dim, I'm off the gin. Straight shots, never juice, and I chase that with twins. Nigga, I'm in, skinny nigga, but my gym not slim. Straight classic, DJ Premier, I spit the acid. Dodging traffic, aggressive, but I'm passive. Perfected excellence, you know the movement has to move. Six dudes infused, and we pay our dues. Never slip, and we flow. Yeah, we sorta like Lou. Get hooked, rhyme stick, just like glue. That's Elms to you. The popular demand still stands. It's me and my band, D12 and Stan. Yeah,
my band, D12 and Stan. Yeah,
I'm in your stereo. I'm in your stereo. Straight like that. It is bomb. I'm in your stereo. Reflection, oh Capitan Mike Z. Deception, flying hard. Brainstorm, it's autumn fives, it's tree hot. In that pixel treehouse, sorta like a totem pole. Born alone, die alone, you bastards. Y'all some actors, sucking classics. The shit is savage, classic. Underground like pyramids of antholes. Stay gold like Cantero. What's in your stereo? Old English, cafe in the clouds, I'm on some nimble shit. I'm in the lab, mad scientist, evil genius shit. Astral castles, capsules like Boma. Crash out, you're blessed to blackout. You're best to blackout. I'm smoking honey blunts, drinking grizzly bear snow. Winnie the Pooh, the crossroads, shadows. Reflections. What's in your stereo? Straight like that.
What's in your stereo system? What's in your stereo system? Look at this weapon I'm building. Look at this weapon I'm building. What's in your stereo system? What's in your stereo system? Yo, young Charles Manson, bitches call me handsome, the comma come after the one I need that answer. All we make is anthems, don't fuck with y'all or them, ain't fucking with these bitches cause the apple full of poison. Darkness take me over, I rebuke the anointing, flow so sick, no insurance for appointment. Double headed nigga like a pair of conjoined twins, thought you holographic, red eyes, black dragon. Young nigga six figure jeans still sagging, my niggas in the back like an ad-lib, spitting acid, I need a pack to flip, show you niggas some acrobatics. Who you thought you fucking with? Get that nigga freestyling off the dome. I'm not in my home, but I'm all alone. And you know I'm with my crew. How we do? I come in and I shoot at you. What you wanna do? It's that nigga bandana. Got my nigga too. What's in your stereo, nigga? What's in your stereo, nigga? What's in your stereo, nigga? What's in your... It's Mr. Soul, the weirdo in the lair. Only call that cause I don't really care. Been under pressure for too long, so like a diamond I just shine on you broke niggas. Life ain't really fair, cause I'm really just a broke nigga. Thrown to the air, cause the royalty's my folk nigga. Pass the L to the left like a fork nigga. Fuck the swine, think they divine, we don't fuck with the pork nigga. We pour triggers to them boys in blue. I ain't taking shots, but nobody really fuck with you, dude. Listen, I'm in the kitchen just kicking, just know I'm whipping, no fooling, my brother's in it too. We pulling L's up like a flute, and if you bitches start tripping up in the stew, I holler down at her, give him the boo.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Yeah. What's going on? It's
just
girl.
So that right there was What's in Your Stereo by PTM,
yes,
a.k.a. from the group Ope Mina, because I'm not even sure how to, like, introduce that, but dope. But no.
It's PTM, a division of Ope Mina, right?
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. So look, if anybody has a... for the callers out there listening, if you want to speak to Open Meaning, you have any questions for them, any concern, call the number 646-716-8544. Again, that's the number is 646-716-8544. So Open Meaning.
Or just press 1 if you're on the line already.
Yeah, and press 1 if you're on the line. And you want to...
Hold on.
So look, Open Meaning, question for you guys. since the song is called What's in Your Stereo, what's in your stereo? What do you guys listen to? What kind of music is Open Meaning into?
Well, I try to keep it real different. Like, I listen to, like, Ben Staples, Mac Miller, like, real weird artists and shit. Just niggas who really rap. Not no bullshit on the radio. Well, my name is Ganji. I listen to a bunch of stuff. I listen to rock, you know, hip-hop, anything. Say that again?
I said your alternative.
Yeah.
Like,
I
listen to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what's up. And how do you feel like that, I guess, the musical difference, because I'm sure everybody listens to different stuff. How do you feel like the different styles and the different tastes affects the creative process when you guys get together? And what is that creative process like when y'all in the studio?
Oh, like, with being alternative, you know, like, it's pretty much like music makes you who you are. You can look at somebody and tell what they listen to. You look at me, I'm blank. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to get to know me. So it's just like the music, but it speaks for itself. Like what I said, you just hear it, it's different. And it gives you a little, you know, I like that.
Like it's just beautiful. Like, we can hit you with so many different angles coming at you from so many different perspectives. Like, that's what's beautiful about it to me. Like, after when we do collabs with each other, it's like we could take you to any realm you want to go to, anywhere you want to go. Like, I mean, it's crazy. Like, I don't even want to tell you about the band situation. Like, that's just so. Like, shout out to Dirty Zeus and shit. Like, that's just
shout out my G.
Like, word, yo. Shout out to my Eli and Doc. Yo, it's crazy. But it's a whole lot of shit going on. Like, you just gotta unfold and, like I said, grow with us, ride with us and shit, and see where it goes.
Yeah, most definitely. We're definitely riding with y'all over here, Hollywood Friends. The question that we have over here in the studio too is, you performed a song at the show on the 25th. It's called, I believe, I don't know the name of it, but I know in the hook it says, This shit is a banger.
Yeah.
Yo, so
why we ain't play that one?
Nah, y'all definitely gotta send
that
song.
Us that grimy music.
Yes,
that made me feel mad grimy, like I wanted to go outside and do something.
MJ's about to go outside and rob somebody.
You about to put my hoodie on and shit.
She about to put back a Hollywood Halloween costume on.
What's up?
And stick up Minnie Mouse.
Why you ain't send us that party music?
So whose song is that? This shit is a banger.
That's my song, Peace Move. It's actually called Dev.
But one, I feel like I need name tags or some shit. Like, I don't even know who I'm talking to.
Oh, my God.
It's called Def Jam.
Def Jam.
Dope.
So, T Smooth, do us a favor. You got to send that over. We'll just throw it on next week, even when y'all not here. We'll just throw it on because I fucks with that drink.
Got you. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. So, look, do y'all got any other shows coming up anytime soon?
Yeah. Right now, honestly, we on the look. Definitely just keep rocking with us. OpenMina/everything. OpenMina/everything everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So, just keep rocking with us.
All right. We most definitely will, man. Any shout-outs before y'all leave?
Again, shout out to Doc, shout out to Eli, shout out to everyone that's
damn, you
kicking
the
right
wall
because
it's a lot of them. Like,
laughing. Shout out to y'all for having us.
Before you leave, like, you leaving now. Like, damn.
So, all right, you guys told us that you're going to be working on a bunch of stuff soon. You just said we'll keep posted to y'all pages for new shows and shit. Before we, like, officially let y'all go, I need a drop from y'all. And I want y'all to do it as a group. All 25 of y'all, I want y'all to, for one, this is Hollywood and Friends, and this is Hampton Blue Radio. So just give us a drop for our listeners.
Alright, no doubt. So, hold on.
Y'all gonna do it as a group?
Yeah, we're gonna do it as a group. We're gonna do it as a group. We got
five, six, seven, eight.
The Hollywood and Friends and Hampton Radio.
What the fuck?
Hold on, hold on. Yo, wait, one more time.
No, just pick one person to say it. That's it, because y'all out of control. No. One person. Rock, paper, scissors. Let's go.
I got you right now. All right. Shout out to Hollywood and Friends, to Hampton Blue Radio, to Obey Mina. Much love. Peace to everyone.
There you go. Can we get a one time for Obey Mina?
All right.
Oh, dear. So, look, definitely Obey Mina everywhere, OPEMINA, /Instagram/Facebook/Twitter/anything. Check them out. I'm feeling them. We all feeling them here at the station. So definitely look out for them.
Thanks, y'all. Thank you again for having us.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem.
All right, y'all. Have a good night.
Good night.
All right.
This shit is a banger. You feel that? So look, what else I wanted to talk about is this Remy Ma mixtape. She just dropped this joint like last week. It's supposed to be something to hold the fans down until she released her official project, and it's called I'm Around. Did you guys get to hear it yet?
Nope.
No.
Well, you're in luck, because I picked two of the joints from it that I feel was the dopest, and I want to play them for y'all today. So the first joint I want to play is, what's the name of this shit? It's called, let me pull this up real quick. So look, there's two joints. The first one.
You sounded like we was on a game show. Well, you're in luck.
That was the plan. So look, this first joint is called What's Up Though, and it's basically about her getting head from a nigga, and that's all she wants. And the other joint I'm going to play in a bit, but it's called Black Love. I'll explain that one after we play What's Up Though. Check What's Up Though from Remy Ma mixtape, I'm Around. Let us know what y'all think, Hollywood and Friends.
It's open my legs and kiss my lips. See, I owe you nine, give me six.
see. First you lick and then you suck. Flip it up, let's oral fuck. Yeah, give me some brain. I wanna see if you can make it rain. I know you wanna pipe it and I probably like it, but tonight I'm in the mood for change. What's up, though? What's up, bitch? What's up, hoe? Tryna go? What a bitch like? What a bitch like? What's up, bitch? Tryna pop, though? Tryna go? What a bitch like? What a bitch like? Sorry, but I'm sexy. And all I want you to do is just bless me. All I want you to do is just bless me. Just bless me. Just bless me. I'm sorry, but I'm sexy. And all I want you to do is just bless me. All I want you to do is just bless me. Just bless me. Just bless me. I got a message from my thighs. And my thighs, they never lie. They said it's not gonna hurt and it's not much work, cause the nine never dry. I got a message for your mouth. Tell your mouth to go down south. I got a runway strip. It's a really short trip. Let me show you what I'm talking about. I wanna do it like this, babe. I wanna do it like that, sugar. You know what I need, boy. You know what I like, boy. Like this, baby. I wanna do it like that, sugar. Turn me on and all I want you to do is just bless me. All I want you to do is just bless me. Just bless me. Just bless me. I'm sorry, but I'm sexy. And all I want you to do is just bless me. All I want you to do is just bless me. Just bless me. Just bless me.
And we're back.
Up, bitch. What's up, ho? Trying to go. So what y'all think of that, Jen?
What the heck?
That's your response, but no, what you think?
You know what? Okay. So I think this, you know what? If it's
I just read something. A listener said that beat sounds cheap.
I like the beat though. I like it. It definitely gave me like that West Coast feel.
Oh man!
But
you know,
ain't say what you think.
You know what I think? I think if the beat catches, like if the song catches on, I think it'll be crazy. Like that'll be the new way to say like I want head to say what's up though.
What's up, bitch?
All right, somebody else said.
Trying to go.
Hold on, somebody else said the B had me bored until she started talking, but why is she turning it up like Little Kim?
So, alright, so look, this next drink is, and I'm only going to play a verse of it, but the reason why I chose this one is called Black Love, and it's Hun Papoose. If you guys seen the BET Hip Hop Awards, you know the cypher that Hun Pap did when they went back and forth.
Right.
It's actually his verse, but they updated it because I'm sure a lot of people was laughing at the verse on the Hip Hop Awards because they was naming all this black love from black couples, and some of the couples they named was over already, like, because the show was pre-taped, like Mariah and Nick, and who else they named? They named, like, three couples that was already calling it quits, Wiz and Amber. So I was laughing like, damn, it was pre-taped and now it's live and these couples are done. So what they did, they went to the studio, right? And check out the way they flipped it for the mixtape version. This joint is called Black Love. Like I said, I'm going to just play the verse for y'all, the hook and then the verse. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Your head. meaning of black love.
He having a bad day, I fill up the bathtub.
She put on the oven mitt, be cooking a mad grub.
Got beef with a nigga, put on them black gloves.
Who run the world?
Girls.
Rim, you bugging.
Beside every great man, bae is a good woman. Anybody think differently, gotta be a hater. Name one good man.
Will Smith.
Jada.
Mello.
Lala.
Mandela.
Winnie.
Swift.
Alicia.
Tupac.
Athene.
T.I.
Tiny.
Barack.
Michelle.
What about Dwayne Wade?
We got Gabrielle.
Nick.
Mariah. Wait, that's about to end.
They should stay together.
Yeah, they could get counseling.
Wiz.
Amber.
Yo, I heard he deaded up.
Then we gotta switch it up.
Bow Wow.
Erica.
Martin.
Coretta.
Biggie.
Valletta.
Jay-Z.
Beyonce.
Kanye.
Kim K.
Papoose.
Remy.
That's black love every day.
Yeah, that's black love every day.
That's black love every day.
You guys think of that one?
I like it.
Yeah, and I like how they freaked it, how they flipped the verse up. But how they threw Bow Wow and Erica in there, though, too.
Right.
That's super fresh, super new. I mean, couple-wise. But so, yeah, that's from the Remy Ma mixtape, I'm Around. If you want to hear the rest of it or whatever, definitely hit up that Piff. That's where it's at. It's free. Download it. I just wanted to showcase those two because I feel like Remy, even though she just got out of jail for like 20 years, she still has super potential in terms of being one of the top female MCs. So definitely support that. Speaking of female MCs, the Soul Train Music Awards is coming up. It's going to air. They taping it next week and it's going to air on November 30th. And guess who's reuniting to perform? Any guess?
Lil'
Kim, Missy Elliott, Angie Martinez, The Brat for Ladies Night. You guys remember that song, Ladies Night?
Wow.
They actually reuniting to perform that live at the Soul Train Awards. Sans Left Eye, unfortunately, but it still should be dope. I feel like they must have been inspired by the Hip Hop Awards with Brandy and these other three girls, Queen Latifah and MC Light. When they did that I Want to Be Down remix, but should be a good look. What do you guys think of that?
Yeah, I think it'd be dope. I'm interested to see how they put that together.
Judy, what about you? No comment.
I think Miss Judy's she needs a second.
Stop playing with me, all right?
What do you think of this?
I said, it sounds good to me. You know what happened. Stop.
Oh, man. So, look, have you guys been watching American Horror Story?
No.
Damn, I haven't now.
What? Like,
I need to.
We have been talking about this show since, like,
I know,
January,
but
before it even
got
aired.
Nobody got time for all of that.
Nobody got time for me watching TV.
Niggas need DVR like the kid over here, because I don't watch it live on Wednesday, but I definitely catch it whenever I can, but it's because of that good old DVR.
Well,
y'all got to get on
it. I don't
know.
I'm going to tell you, you still got to sit down and watch the shit. So.
It's what about How to Get Away with Murder?
Nope.
I started out watching it, but after the third episode, I stopped.
What? Wait, why?
I don't have time.
Oh, it's because of time. Yo, these two, American Horror Story, How to Get Away with Murder, and this new show, Stalker, three of the dopest shows on right now. While everybody else was watching Scandal, I didn't really get to get into Scandal. But How to Get Away with Murder is one of the best shows, like, on TV right now.
Yeah, it is good, though. It is good. I'm not even going to front.
You guys got a fun time for that.
I don't have the time for that.
Even
maybe
if it's on the weekend, right before you go to sleep.
Watch it on my phone at work.
That's what I do.
On my.
Sometimes it takes me 2 days to finish the episode, but whatever. It's like.
It ain't even worth it, please. I still ain't even get to
I ain't get to none of that. None of that. I don't have time for that, sweetie. I'm trying to get money.
Sounded like a straight bird. Like,
yes, I ain't trying to get money.
Like that, what's that commercial that he's like, y'all gonna give me my money for this? Like, what's that, the dude you like that you be posting all his videos?
Oh, Charles. Charles, I forgot. Charles,
he's like,
out of
here. My baby daddy make real money. He's a drug dealer.
He was like, what? I don't get paid for this. No, what? I don't go to Everest. Like, what? No, my favorite video is when he was fake fighting the pregnant girl. And he was like, I don't give a fuck about that baby.
Let it go.
Oh,
let
no.
it go. Tell her, let my hair go.
I don't care nothing
funny.
About that baby.
OD. All right, one last thing I want to talk about before we move on to some Reckless is K. Michelle has a new reality show. We spoke about this before, but it's finally about to air tomorrow night. It's called K. Michelle, My Life. It's going to be airing on VH1. And a few things I learned while watching this trailer that I didn't know before. For one, I seen a cameo in there from Jocelyn, Jose Lan, and from Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop. And Carly, K. Michelle has a son that I didn't know about. Did you guys know these things, that they were still friends?
Yes. Where have you been? Like, what?
I really did not know that K. Michelle had a kid.
Yes.
Like, she kept him in hiding, but I guess on her show she's going to bring him on because he was definitely
on. She showed
him
before.
Yeah, on Love & Hip Hop?
No, not on Love & Hip Hop, but she showed him, like, pictures of him and stuff like that. Mentioned him in her songs. So, I don't know where you've been.
But, will you guys be watching? You seem to be a fan, Miss Judy. Will you be watching K. Michelle?
Of course. She's
very
funny.
Yes, should be a good look. All right, so let's get into a joint. Let's get into Cool Like That, and when we come back, we're going to get into some Reckless and Ratchet. But first, Cool Like That, right here, Hollywood and Friends, Hampton Blue Radio.
How many times I gotta prove that shit? That I'm beyond it. And why you BED? I'm coming in with the hot shit. And my team, yeah, we real thick. That New York click. And the smoke is all around me on some puff-puff shit. Get it clear, man, I don't smoke shit. But I'm high in this bitch. I'm high in this bitch. Cause I'm flying this bitch. With a kick game so crazy, I can supply in this bitch. All these girls calling me honey like a beehive in this bitch. I'm here trying to prove that shit. That I live that shit. I rock that shit. I beat that shit. Oh yeah, I cool that shit. I smooth that shit. I ooze that shit. Can't lose that shit. That's right, I dare many niggas on the regular. Beep, beep, beep. You challenge me on the beat. Must be out your chegler. See, I be with the bars all up competitor. Cut niggas out like an editor. Rumble in the jungle like Ali. Yeah, I'm your predator. Cause I'm smooth, motherfuckers. Can you hear me? Coming, I'm swinging. All you niggas don't fear me. Fear me, fear me. Fear me, fear me. Like some D's in this bitch. Put a D in your chick. And I do it just for kicks. Cause I'm cool like that. I chill like that. I rock like that. I hit like that. That's right, I kill like that. I'm built like that. I'm street like that. I eat like that. You heard I'm dope like that. I walk like that. I talk like that. I'm hot like that. That's right, I'm real like that. I grill like that. I'm trill like that. I'm ill.
It was Cool Like That by yours truly. And
I'm
it's that
cool
time
like
of the
that.
Night when we get a little reckless and we get a little ratchet.
I don't feel like getting ratchet.
With Judy.
Let me just
OMG, what do she have on? She ratchet. fresh. Always fucking all wrong.
Cause she rich. Give me the ball. I'm gonna take this hell of a picture.
Cause she rich.
I'm about to put this girl on Twitter.
You know you will.
Cause I ain't got time for this. I'm too grown.
Then you watch.
Boy, bye. Now with them shoes on.
He rich.
Ooh, I'm gonna punch her in her face. I can't stand her. Oh, she's too fake.
Rich.
What's going on, y'all? It's that time of the night where we get reckless and ratchet. Basically, reckless and ratchet is things that I've seen, done, heard, or anything that happened around me. I just come back and I report it to you guys. So, what's up? Now, we all know that today's day and age, a lot of people, they get together and they meet all like, social network, right?
Right.
Have you ever
met someone on a, what you said, social website?
On a social, yeah.
Nah, I can't say I have. Other than, I mean, Facebook. Yeah, I've met people on Facebook.
All right. So basically, this guy, Cornelius Jefferson, he was arrested because he assaulted his girlfriend for not looking like her picture online.
For one, how the hell is she his girlfriend? It was one of those online-only shit things?
Listen. So basically, this man was from Georgia. He was charged with first-degree assault after meeting his online girlfriend. It turned violent.
Damn, instantly.
He choked her, right? When he met her, he choked her because she didn't look like her profile picture.
Damn. What happened to just turning away and fronting like you're not the person? Like,
I don't know, but he arrived in Kentucky from Georgia because he wanted to move there to be closer to her. So it's not clear, like, when he arrived, but he was found, you know, in the same week after he choked her. But come on now, are you ready to move with somebody because she said, come on, you don't even know if that's really her? Because apparently it looked like he just saw one picture of her because he said it's the profile picture. That's it. Are you ready to move?
He's a dumbass.
So they say he choked her, fled the scene with his two suitcases. He choked her with both hands around her neck and threw food on her and left the scene with two suitcases.
Ah, man. That nigga had his whole life planned out. He thought he was good.
He came with two suitcases, though. That's
he thought
it.
He was good.
That's it. So, in Michigan, they have a funeral home drive-through window that allows mourners to pay their last respects on the
ghost. Why? It's like, son, I don't got time. Let me just go through this drive-through real quick, pay my respects, throw the rose,
like
throw the rose through the window.
And it's actually like a window with the casket open in front of the window. And you can, like, again, it's just like going by, like, it's
yeah,
really,
that is ratchet for real.
Really? Really?
That is some innovative ratchet dead shit.
Like, wow. Like, that's just beyond, like, crazy. That's just crazy. Anyway, so, do you guys use Subway?
Say that again?
Do you guys
no,
eat Subway?
Eat Subway?
Huh?
Yeah, I eat Subway.
Well, 18-year-old Zachary Torrance, he's being charged with first-degree robbery because, guess what? He robbed four Subways because he tried the Jared diet. Remember that guy,
yeah.
Jared? Who had the... Remember that guy, Jared?
Yo, what happened to Jared? Jared probably some fat ass nigga right now somewhere, cause you don't see him nowhere.
No,
he's not in any commercials anymore.
Dance or ain't.
Right.
Where's Jared?
So, don't know, somewhere trying to, I don't know. But he tried to have a diet, and it failed to work for him.
So he robbed him.
So he basically robbed four Subway, and he said that he wanted his money back.
That is crazy.
Hold up, but hold on.
He wanted his money back.
I mean, to be honest, though, I think they did say that if the Jared diet didn't work. I don't know if I recall correctly, but I think they said if it didn't work, they guarantee your money back or something like that.
Yeah. Well, that he probably had to, like fill out a complaint form or some shit, not pull out the gun and stick them up.
Well, shit, some people don't got time, like MJ said.
Son robbed four of them.
That's
crazy. He
wanted
to make sure he had it right.
He probably had one more, one for every inch.
But like, damn, four Subways. How many $5 footlongs did you buy?
Five.
Oh.
$5.
Anyway, so a man in California, he steals his dead girlfriend's body from the morgue, and then, of course, he takes the, you know, selfies and posts to all his social media accounts.
Reckless.
And you could see laying in the car. She's in the passenger seat while he's driving and still in the body bag.
Damn.
Where I head out.
Riding with Bay.
It's not funny, but that's
that
just out of control.
Yeah.
OC. That is OC. So, I don't know if y'all heard about this or not. But there's this girl, she's from the Cleveland area, and she is selling positive pregnancy tests for $50 each.
Wow. Yo, wait.
She posted
on
Facebook and says, I don't know why my last post was deleted. This page says no rules. Once again, selling positive pregnancy tests for $50 each. Need money for my kids. Make that man yours.
Wow. She is an entrepreneur, an entrepreneur. Yo,
right.
She is, that's crazy. Can you imagine, though, how many girls who want to get their nigga to get them money for an abortion to go buy some shoes will probably buy this pregnancy test from this girl?
That's out of control.
Reckless. Super ratchet.
No, that should have get you killed. That should have get you killed. No pulling over me in front of like that.
No church, no wild, huh?
Listen.
All right,
so. You done?
I got something.
I'm not done.
Oh, you're not done. Go ahead.
No, I was talking to Vanilla because she was on the court. I'm like,
oh.
Oh, no, I'm done.
So I don't know if you heard about this woman in Raleigh, in North Carolina. She was arrested during a raid at a nightclub, and they found a gun in her weave.
Wow.
In her weave. Wow.
Yes.
That had to be a small ass gun.
Tiffany Lizette Bass. She was arrested during a raid in the nightclub, and after running her name and finding an outstanding warrant for check fraud, they said she likes to write worthless checks. What?
You like to write worthless checks?
Yes. You know, they arrested her, but they built a full pat down. But they didn't pat down her weave, and she had a 38 caliber. She had a 38 caliber handgun in her weave.
Damn. So wait, I wonder how the hell did they finally discover that?
Cause they make you, if you got a wig on, they be like, all right, if you have a weave on, they actually, that's the weave on wig. You got a weave on, we like, all right, they just check it. You got a wig on, they tell you to take it off.
Damn.
How I know, I don't. I'm just guessing.
Niggas been through the system a few times.
I'm just guessing. I'm just guessing.
Alright,
so you remember the Teletubbies?
Yeah.
Oh, that show was the worst.
So a man dressed as Lala from, you know, the yellow Teletubbies. Why are you laughing?
There's something hilarious about that show.
Yo, you know what's crazy? What? I just realized that on the full court, Lala's family or full court or something. What's the thing? Family court? I don't know. But
Lala's full family court life.
Right? But it was Lala and Poe was on the show too. That's crazy.
Oh, word. And was the other one called Dipsy?
Yeah. Tinky Winky.
Yeah,
Tinky Winky.
Dipsy, Lala, Poe. And what else?
That's
it
all of them.
It was three or four of them, right?
Damn, they all named after the Teletubbies. That's crazy.
Nah, it wasn't.
Anyway.
What, the other one's name was Tinky Winky or no?
You talking about Teletubbies or Lala?
I don't even remember if it was like three or four, though.
Are you talking about the Teletubbies or Lala?
Yeah, which Teletubbies.
Teletubbies.
It was Tinky Winky.
It was?
Yeah.
Because I'm saying the name, but it sounds crazy right now. So I'm trying to make sure that that's what I remember.
Because we're adults now.
Tinky Winky? Really?
Yeah, I believe it was Tinky Winky. Let's
Are you there. Done?
Go ahead.
No, actually, no, we're not done. Kind of bullshit.
Are you done? Are you done?
That's all.
Anyway, so Lala, the yellow Teletubby.
But as long as we want to talk about it, and then when I feel like I want to talk for a little bit, I get the wrap it up box.
Are you done?
I get the light. I get the hand signals.
All right, you're back to floor talk.
I'm done.
So, a man dressed as Lala, that was the, you know, part of the ratchet segment, I mean, you know. That was my time to let it out. But anyway, a man dressed as Lala, the yellow Teletubby, is facing charges after he reportedly broke into somebody's home in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, early on Sunday, right? He broke into the house, and he went into the fridge, and dumped leftover Chinese food
that nigga's crazy.
In his bag, and he left.
For one, where the hell did he find a yellow Teletubby costume from in 2014?
Yeah, that's
crazy. And they said he just stole the Chinese food.
It's out of line.
That's out of control.
Out of line.
That's crazy. You break into somebody's house and you the what you could think to take is leftover Chinese.
Right. And then you dump it in your bag. And you just
And I wonder what it was, like if it was
food.
Like lo mein or what was it?
Wow.
Chicken and broccoli, that's, something with like mad gravy or something. Like what was it?
That's a level of stress we'll never see.
Y'all got anything that y'all want
to
say?
I do. Actually, it's something that I think you shared with me, but I want to share it with the world, is how a substitute teacher was arrested after performing oral sex on a student. What makes this story even crazier is she was only covering for the main teacher for one day.
One day.
You only had one day, 8-hour shift.
You only had one
eight
job to
period.
Man.
One period. One day. And you performed over sex on one of the
one
school.
Job to do. Teach these things.
Right. Hand
out
one
papers
job.
Or something.
That's it.
You supposed to be handing out papers. Get them a crossword saying you want to be over there sucking dick.
Right. Like, yeah. What is your life like? Is that on her bucket list? Like,
This is crazy. So she's only 22, for one, which is giving all young teachers a bad name. She's 22 years old. This happened in Washington, D.C., and the kid was 17, 11th grade, and he's a popular football player. And he recorded her with his phone performing the act on him behind her desk at the school, well, behind the other teacher desk at the school. And he showed it to at least five of his teammates and a friend of his, which word got around. Next thing you know, cops showing up. This broad.
Sure did.
Like, really? Come on. You had one job and one job only. And all right, how about this other ratchet story? Another one that MJ shared with me since we was off for 2 weeks. But this lady, she stole a $25,000 Rolex and hid it inside her vagina.
Oh, my goodness.
For one.
I forgot about that.
Why?
I forgot about that.
Why? So she snatched it from an Australian tourist and hid it in her vagina after an early morning hookup in a Manhattan hotel room. The dude who Rolex's was, in the police report, he said he was getting a massage from her in his room at the Holiday Inn at about 5:30 in the morning after me and had a bar. That's what he get. All right, then I just innocently picked up a girl at the bar and got robbed. I was a tourist. I met someone and got robbed. And she looked so crazy. You guys see this picture? She looked so crazy. And, I mean, really. Ratchet.
That's ridiculous.
Ratchet.
That's what you got like 2 weeks ago. You remember that?
Yeah. I actually got it. I had it saved in my bookmarks on my phone. Not saved in my bookmarks. I just had the window open. I never closed it.
Oh, okay.
I was just scrolling through.
Yep, that's some ratchet shit.
Ratchet.
What about New York City Housing Authority? Let's talk about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Them niggas
now,
always.
Now, apparently, this lady, she's been. This was in a newspaper. Actually, I saw this in the newspaper. But she was from the East Harlem, the Jefferson Houses in East Harlem. She was working over there. And she was pocketing rent checks and giving the tenants the credit. So basically, she was cashing in the checks, but she was putting in that they paid for it.
Wow.
And she
sold up to
$94,884. Bank account from 2010 to 2013.
Wow, that's crazy. I wonder how did they discover that, and two, will it be her responsibility to pay it back?
Well, I don't know. They said the scheme fell apart when a manager realized she used the woman. Scarborough's password to log into the record keeper system, and she probably just when she saw it, manager blew it up.
Wow.
Yep. She faces up to 10 years.
Well,
that's
man.
Crazy. Because she's still
up.
From the city.
That's crazy for real.
Isn't that like federal? That's reckless.
Reckless, super reckless.
Anyway, Vanilla, you don't want to tell anything about your ratchet life?
Nah.
Not tonight.
All right. Well, that includes Reckless and Ratchet tonight. with Miss Judy.
OMG, what do she have on? She ratchet. Her lace fire is all wrong. Cause she ratchet. Give me the phone. I'm gonna take this hell of a picture. Cause she ratchet. Got it. I'm about to put this girl on Twitter. You know you ratchet. Cause I ain't got time for this. I'm too grown. Then you ratchet. What by?
Oh,
now
wow.
With those shoes on. He ratchet. Ooh, what you wanna punch her in her face?
Hey.
I can't stand her. Oh, she's too fake.
Ratchet.
if you're just tuning in, you missed the Reckless and Ratchet segment with Miss Judy. What was that?
Are we going to do what blows mine?
Yes, because a lot of shit blowing mine right now. And if you are listening, press 1. We'll bring you on the line to tell us what is that one thing that just gets under your skin, that just irks your nerves, that's just...
What blows it?
But let's start it right. Let's get this theme music popping.
I forgot what blew my
mind. 646-716-8544.
Let me tell you what blows my mind. I'm about to say it.
I think every time I hear that, I just see you doing the pump, the little pelvic
doing
pump.
The pump. Alright.
Yeah.
With your hands right, to the side.
This is the part of the
come
night
on,
where we
on.
Express what blows ours. We do it every Sunday night. Hit us up and express what blows yours. If you're listening right now, press 1. Tell us what blows yours. MJ.
What
blows you?
I just told you I forgot.
Oh,
you
okay.
Want to say MJ first?
All right. I'll say what blows mine first. Because it seems like a lot of the what blows mine for me occurs on public transportation. So this next thing that blows mine is guys who overcompensate when they sit on the train by having their legs open like super duper wide, taking up like 8 seats. For one, we all got the same thing.
No,
it's
we don't.
Not. All right, maybe some are a little different than others, but regardless of the fact, it does not mean. I feel like it's like really you just doing a little too much to show you're a man right now. Like your legs does not have to be open that wide for to breathe. Like, come on, son.
Maybe they just
like,
want to feel you.
No, because for one, I'm not sitting there because they taking up 2 seats. But it's like, really, bro, you're like, stop overcompensating for yourself. Like, you think that makes you look more mannish? Like, is that what it is?
If you sit with your legs wide open, that make you more mannish?
I'm trying to figure out why they are doing this.
Because I don't think that makes you look more mannish. That makes you look like a fire crotch.
Like a fire crotch.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, there was an instance on the train the other day where the nigga was sitting there, and he just, like, gap wide open, like from head to head, like
maybe
really,
he has something. Bro. He couldn't sit the way you wanted him to sit.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, nowadays we only want to argue with them. Just let them have it.
Right, take that.
Let them have it. Cause they you probably can't sit down and catch something you ain't want.
Sheesh. That's why when I get home, I try not to. As long as I can help it, I don't sit on my bed with my pants on because of that. Ever since that lady left that sweaty mark, and ever since that homeless man got up and he just reeked of urine, and it just made me think, like, damn, I don't know. We never know who was just sitting here before we got here.
Let me tell you something. One time my friend told me that, too. My friend said, you sitting on them 2 front, them, you know, the 2-seater with the window at the beginning of the car?
Yeah.
He said, you sitting over there, that's where the bum sit. And I'm like, whatever.
I
kid you not. The next time I got on that train, I sat in there and it smelled, that whole corner was smelling like bum. Like a train.
Smelling like bum. What's that new fragrance you're wearing? Bum.
Lay bum.
Lay bum. For men.
Yeah. Lay bum for men.
man. Manoa, you got anything?
What blows mine? Oh, what blows? You know what blows mine? Man, listen. Yo, honestly, let me tell you what blows mine. Right? When dudes talk about, like, when guys speak about other guys to try to, like, impress a female, right? Like, you kind of, like, bash another guy to, like, impress a female.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, so bad.
Are they doing it in the guy's face or, like...
No.
So dirt.
Like, if I was to say, like, if... Yeah, right? Throw dirt on somebody in there. Like, if I was to say, yo... Yeah, you know, Hollywood, like... You know, Hollywood is cool, but, you know, I don't know if I... I think he's into, like, You know, I think he got a girlfriend, don't he?
Nah.
Don't Hollywood got a girlfriend? I don't know. He ever told you about some girl?
Somebody did that to you?
Listen, that blows mine. That's what blows mine. I'm just saying. You know, I hear stories. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Flair. MJ, what you got?
I don't even know.
You didn't remember?
I can't remember.
You know what's crazy? You know what blows mine?
What blows yours?
When people ask to, like, do things, but then when it's time to do it, they're not even ready to, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't say I was
crazy.
Ready. I just asked.
I never said anything about you, MJ. I'm just saying, if the shoe fit, wear it. I'm not coming at you.
Look, just shut the fuck up
apply,
right now.
If it does
look,
apply.
Shut the fuck up.
If it applies to your situation.
I'm saying it. Yeah.
To be upset.
Oh man.
You know.
Crazy.
Oh,
here's mine.
Bad hype.
What blows mine again is damn, I just lost my train of thought just now.
I'm sorry. Yo, the theme music for the other the Reckless and Ratchet just went off and it's just like, are we doing what blows mine? Like, you ain't even want to get no in the room, and now you're not ready.
She had it already, all set.
No, the only reason is because I wanted to try, just in case we were going to do it, I wanted to try to remember what I had in my head, but he just started it too fast.
Too fast.
You too know serious. I was drinking Hennessy.
Oh, man. Yo, what blows mine is people still going after my man Barack Obama. Like, his term is almost over. You guys will get y'all wish soon enough. But there's a lot of shit happening that don't normally happen, I think. Like, recently, there was at least two people who jumped the fence at the White House and tried to run inside. One actually got inside.
Wow.
And the other one got tackled on the lawn outside. But it's like, bruh, like, I don't remember that happening when Bush was in office. Or when
right,
it
was like they trying to let something
office happen. It's like, there's a lot of breached security shit going on that is just like, and there's a story I read where they let him in the elevator with an armed, the guy was armed. I forget what his job is. And he has a license to carry the gun, but they didn't even know the nigga was armed. And they let the president in the elevator with him. Like, what if he had it out for the president? Like, that could have been the end right there.
What?
Mm-hmm.
But how did they find out he was armed?
I don't know. I think they found out after the fact. I can't remember exactly how, but it's just a lot of shaky shit going on over there on those parts.
Oh,
man. All right.
Let me see
MJ,
what blows
mine. Remember. Go ahead. You still don't remember?
Nothing.
Okay.
You?
Me? I blew you.
You were Benoit. That's about it.
Going up.
The Diva.
On a Tuesday. All right. So that's it, y'all. That concludes this week's
what blows mine. We don't got to get that. We don't got to play the out music. But one last thing before we get up out of here. I've been meaning to mention this for mad weeks now, and I just kept forgetting. Did you guys hear about the lady who sued the sperm bank because she got the wrong sperm inserted in her, and she had a black baby?
Yes.
She was a white lady, and she had a black
baby. Yes, yes.
What would you do?
What do you mean, what would I do?
Like, that is some crazy shit, right? Like,
because they gave her wrong sperm?
Yeah. For one, when
she still stayed with the baby. She kept the baby.
She has. I mean, why wouldn't she? She carried this baby. This baby is hers now. But what's funny is when you go into, for one, don't ask me how I know, is when you applying to donate sperm, they ask you, well, you got to, for one, you got to be like a college graduate. You can't be Pookie from the block. Like, there's a lot of things that go on that they ask you about. So for them to go through all these steps to get the sperm, how do you give someone the wrong sperm who's paying wild bread to get this done?
You know, like, what he the guy was probably one of those Raven Simone type people who didn't want to mark themselves as African American. He said he was just American, so he assumed.
That's crazy.
That's like, I feel like she's going to win that lawsuit, but it's kind of like,
she is going to win.
That is crazy. Because she all built out her app. She like, I want a Caucasian man, college grad, 4-year college grad, must be 6 feet tall. Like, she filled out all this shit, and she got the wrong baby.
She pushed out the baby, and she was like, I ain't ordered this baby.
Can you imagine? I ain't ordered this one. It's not the one I ordered.
It's not the one. It's not
the one.
This is
the baby I ordered. I'm not, this is not the one I'm paying for.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. That's crazy. But at least she decided to keep the baby and not just, like, toss the baby to adoption or some shit. Like.
But it is her baby, though. No matter what, it's still her baby.
But.
That's crazy. That is hard as hell.
All right, y'all. Facebook.com/Hollywood.
Hold on. I saw this movie, just so you know this. I saw this movie the other day called Proxy. You ever heard of that movie?
Called what?
Proxy.
Nah.
No.
It's like a similar situation. The lady, she went, she was a lesbian. She went, she got injected with some sperm or whatever. And then she asked her girlfriends to beat the baby out of her for some reason. I don't understand. It was kind of crazy. It's like the weirdest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Beat the baby up?
Yeah. Like, it was just kind of crazy.
Like, the stomach?
Like, I think she, with a brick. I think
punch her in the stomach with a brick.
Yeah, it was just like, it was crazy. She knocked her out, and then while she was out cold on the floor, the girlfriend was just like busting, banging on her stomach with a brick.
MJ, where was this movie where did you see this movie?
it's called Proxy.
No, where did you see it?
I saw it on YouTube.
A full movie on YouTube?
Figured. That was some homemade shit from Johnny.
It's not. It's not. It's good quality.
Oh, man.
It was crazy. It was a good movie, but it was kind of crazy. The whole movie was crazy. Y'all got to check that out, Poxy.
Okay, I'll probably check it out. I got a crazy movie for you to see, so I'll send that one to you.
What?
No, MJ, I'm gonna send her the movie.
Oh. that sounds like a personal movie. I don't know.
Listen, you cut it out. Don't even say that. I'm not even going to accept that right now from you. But we're not going to get into that. I'm gonna sip this tea before we get out of here.
Crazy. So, Facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends. HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. Send us some music or whatever. Whatever. Vinod, tell them where they can find you.
Vinod Music. VENORMUSIC.
No Music everywhere. Gmail, email, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Judy, where they can find you?
Nah. I don't want nobody to come looking for me, so don't try to find me.
You don't want to get Maggie's? No, let's
Yo, like, you
did that. Right? I really hope Maggie not listening right now.
Talk about your what's up, girl. I ain't
hearing
for you in a minute.
Hey, I'm headed.
I gotta listen to your show just to know how you're doing.
Crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
I am Hollywood everywhere. And that concludes this week's Hollywood and Friends. We'll see y'all next week, same place, same time, and all that good stuff. Fat shouts to all of the listeners. Download us on iTunes. We just found out recently we've been downloaded over 20,000 times, which is crazy.
Hell yeah.
Fat shouts to that. Fat shouts to Blog Talk. Fat shouts to y'all. We out, though. Deuces.
Yeah.